I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The Atlanta City Council is mourning the loss of one of its members this week. Ivory Lee Young Jr. died Friday at the age of 56 after a battle with cancer. GPB's Taylor Gant reports on the council's next step to find his replacement.
Since 2002, Ivory Young Jr. represented Atlanta's 3rd District on the city's west side. City Council President Felicia Moore says this week will be spent remembering Young's life. And although his seat will soon need to be filled, Moore says that process won't happen right away.
We just want to take our time right now to celebrate him and what he has done for the city. We will have a special meeting on the 28th, and if you don't know before then, you definitely will know on that day how we will move forward.
The council plans to gather next Wednesday to address the vacancy left by Young's death. His funeral is planned for December 1st. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Former Congressman Mack Collins, a state lawmaker who helped build Georgia's Republican Party, died yesterday. He was 74. Collins represented a middle Georgia U.S. House district from 1992 until 2004. He stepped down to run for Zell Miller's old U.S. Senate seat, a contest he lost in the GOP primary to Johnny Isaacson. According to the AJC, Miller was elected to the State House in 1988, becoming one of only 11 Republicans serving in the chamber at that time. He won his U.S. House seat 4 years later, just ahead of Newt Gingrich's Republican Revolution. The Georgia Public Service Commission has a new member. Lakeland Republican Representative Jason Shaw has been appointed by Governor Nathan Deal to complete the term of Doug Everett. Everett, who was the first Republican elected to the PSC back in 2002, announced his retirement on Monday. Shaw will serve out the final 2 years of Everett's 6-year term representing District 1 in southwest Georgia. Everett's resignation is effective on December 31st. And Georgia's top statehouse Democrat wants to make it harder to purge voter rolls. House Minority Leader Bob Trammell of Luthersville introduced a bill Friday. It would cancel a 1997 law that allows state officials to target people who don't vote for a certain number of years and they fail to confirm their address. It takes 6 years for a registered voter to lose their eligibility to vote. Backers say requirements prevent fraud. Trammell tells the AJC that with today's technology, voting should be getting easier, not more difficult. The paper reports that more than 1.4 million voter registrations have been canceled in Georgia in the past 6 years. And Georgia deer hunters are helping to feed people in need. GPB's Cindy Hill has the story.
The Georgia Wildlife Federation's Hunters for the Hungry program contracts with meat processors throughout the state to process deer meat at a discount. Hunters deliver deer to the processors who pack and distribute venison to food banks across Georgia. Sam Stowe oversees the program. He says it helps control the deer population and benefits people living with food insecurity.
It's a really good feeling to be able to put meat, especially a high-protein meat like venison is, on a needy family's table. And we have served over 1.5 million meals since 1993.
The average deer yields 35 to 40 pounds of meat. The program continues through the end of deer season on January 13th. For GPB News, I'm Cindy Hill in Savannah.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are warning consumers to avoid purchasing romaine lettuce due to another E. coli outbreak. According to the Atlanta-based CDC, 32 cases of E. coli have been reported across 11 states. 13 people so far have had to be hospitalized, including one person who experienced kidney failure. And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks host the Toronto Raptors tonight at State Farm Arena. Tip-off is at 7:30 p.m. The Raptors are in first place in the NBA Eastern Conference with a record of 14 wins and 4 losses. The Hawks in 14th place with a 3-14 record. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.